Te Ara Uruto, Climate and Emergency Ready Fund Guidelines, A Journey to a Resilient Tamaki Makaurau 2025/2026 Funding Round. Adapted in 2026 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. The cover of this document features 7 individual drawings and the council website, which is aucklandcouncil.govt.nz, and the Auckland Council logo. Contents: Grant Program Summary. Eligible Project Categories. Eligibility. Key Dates. Prioritising Risks and Impact. Activities Not Eligible. How to Apply. Assessment and Funding Decisions. Reporting. And Getting in Touch. Grant Program Summary. By working together, we will keep the people and places we love safe from climate disruption and emergency events. This contestable grant program is designed to support community organisations and their partners to take bold action today to reduce emissions and prepare for climate change impacts and emergencies. Funding can support communities wherever they may be in their journey, from learning about emissions and how to reduce them, to preparing for emergencies and taking the first steps to define and implement community priorities and long-term actions to adapt to climate change. A total of more than $1 million is available for this round in what is anticipated to be an annual grant program, subject to funding availability. Eligible project categories. Communities and organisations can select up to 2 of the 3 following project categories to apply for. 1. Greenhouse gas, GHG, emissions reduction. Maximum grant request $15,000. Programs and activities to build community understanding and participation in climate action to reduce high-emitting behaviours. Priority will be given to projects focused on food, transport, energy and community participation. 2. Emergency readiness and response. Maximum grant request $15,000. Projects, activities and resourcing to promote emergency readiness and community preparedness for emergencies, for example, earthquake, flood, tsunami, volcano, storms and extreme weather events. 3. Climate adaptation planning and implementation. 3.1. Community-led planning and action projects to understand climate hazards, for example, flooding, sea level rise, heat waves, drought, ocean acidification, risks they pose to community, and prioritise options and test actions to adapt to them. Projects should include all or many of the components listed in the third column on the next page. Maximum planning request, $40,000. 3.2. Implementation funding for communities that have already developed a climate adaptation plan and/or have prioritised adaptation actions in a community process. Funding will support actions to prevent or reduce exposure to identified climate change impacts and hazards in your local area or community. Implementation activities will be unique to the hazards in and climate impacts in each community. Maximum grant request, $175,000 total for a 2-year grant. Grant requests must be a minimum of $5,000. The following page further details each of the project categories and gives examples. These grant guidelines expand the existing Auckland Climate Grant Response Round with additional funding and expanded eligible projects for communities preparing for emergencies and defining and implementing community priorities to adapt to climate change. Narrator's note: the following diagram has 3 columns. Column 1 is greenhouse gas emissions reduction. Column 2 is emergency readiness and response. And column 3 is climate adaptation, planning and implementation. Reading from column 1 downwards. Greenhouse gas emissions reduction. Projects should include one or more. A. Promote public transport, walking, biking, e-bikes and other mobility options that reduce car trips. B. food and food systems, such as projects supporting sustainable diets or projects reconnecting communities with indigenous food growing traditions. C. Low carbon energy system projects, including education and events encouraging uptake of renewable systems and retrofitting of facilities. And D. Increasing community participation in projects that reduce emissions through events, education and community networks. Column 2. Emergency Readiness and Response. Projects should include one or more. A. Workshops, tools, resources or events to inform Aucklanders about emergencies and hazards and inspire preparedness action in their homes, workplaces and communities. B. Street meets, events and innovative engagement to build community networks, cohesion and strengthen communication channels needed among neighbours in disaster. C. Support all our diverse community members to be emergency ready, such as those who may have disabilities, are isolated or with diverse languages and cultures. And D. Resourcing existing community emergency hubs or marae with personal protective equipment or first aid supplies. Note, equipment and supplies are only for community emergency hubs or networks and marae that are listed in the, click on the link, Local Board Emergency Readiness and Response Plans. Please select among established, click on the link, Equipment and Supplies Pack Options, which Council will deliver to your facility. Column 3. Climate Adaptation, Planning and Implementation. 3.1. Community-led planning proposals should include all or most of the below. 1. Resources, events and wānanga to build community understanding of local climate impacts and actions we can take to be climate ready. 2. Identify and prioritise adaptation actions through community planning that families and whānau, organisations and community can take to adapt to climate impacts. 3. Build and diversify networks of stakeholders engaged, ensuring that everyone who wishes to has an opportunity to contribute. And 4. Take tangible community actions to adapt to climate change as part of the planning process, planting shade trees, reduce water and energy use. 3.2. For those with a plan, your implementation may include actions to A. Avoid putting more people, taonga, homes and community spaces in harm's way and make space for nature in hazard areas. B. Accommodate. Adjusting our places and practices to a changing climate by restoring wetlands, adapting farming or designing spaces to be future-proof. C. Protect places we love through action such as preventing erosion, replacing concrete with nature and permeable surfaces, building swales to manage water. And D. Retreat. Develop a community vision for moving people, taonga and community assets to safe ground. Contract expert help to investigate most challenging solutions. Eligibility. Applications from the following types of community groups are invited. 1. Community groups, including not-for-profit, charitable and voluntary organisations. 2. Mana whenua and Māori organisations. 3. Neighbourhoods or resident groups. Note, established not-for-profit organisations can support groups who are not incorporated, are unregistered or new by acting as the umbrella fund holder for any approved funding. Please contact us if you need support with this. 4. Schools leading community projects. And 5. Business improvement districts, associations or social enterprises delivering projects, community/health public benefit. Applications with evidence of partnerships with community members and other organisations are encouraged. In order to support a variety of communities across Auckland in line with their needs, applications can be for a maximum of 2 of the 3 eligible project categories: GHG emissions reduction, emergency preparedness, or adaptation planning and implementation, using the same application form. No single organisation can lead an application for all 3 categories unless they are serving as an umbrella organisation. Organisations are encouraged to partner to support applications by others. Applications should be based on their community priorities and capacity to complete the project. Those applying for multi-year funding to implement climate adaptation plans will be asked to submit their existing plan as part of their application. Key dates. Stage. Application period opens. Provisional timeline, 2nd of February 2026. Stage. Support available for applicants. Provisional timeline. Council staff will host a webinar on Thursday, the 5th of February 2026 at 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. to give an overview of grants available, application process and answer general questions. Please register, click on the link here, for the webinar or contact us at, click on the link, funding@aucklandcouncil.govt.nz for questions. Stage. All applications due, provisional timeline, 8th of March 2026. Stage. Notice of decisions. Provisional timeline, by or before the end of May 2026. Stage. Projects begin. Provisional timeline, funding agreements are anticipated to start by July 1st, 2026 or sooner. Prioritising risks and impact. All applications should outline how the project or projects will benefit their community, people and places that are at significant risk to climate change and emergencies or significantly reduce GHG emissions. Depending on your community and project or projects, this may include projects that focus on some or all of the following. 1. Seniors and youth. 2. Refugees and recent migrants. 3. Residents with disabilities. 4. Geographically isolated communities. 5. Rainbow communities. 6. People with diverse cultures and languages. 7. Māori or Pacifica communities. And 8. Communities most vulnerable to climate change, including flooding, sea level rise and heat. Across all three eligible project categories above, diverse partnerships as well as Māori-led projects supporting mana whenua and mātā waka are highly encouraged. Māori-led projects are those that 1. Provide activities or opportunities for Māori hapū, iwi, marae or other Māori communities to build community resilience to climate impacts and be emergency ready. 2. Have a foundation of te ao Māori philosophy and principles, mā tōranga Māori and/or apply Māori language. And 3. The applicant groups or project leaders are predominantly Māori. Activities not eligible. The following activities are not eligible to be funded by this council grant program. 1. Programs delivering benefits primarily outside of Tamaki Makaurau or have a primary purpose focused on private/individual gain rather than overall public benefit/good. 2. Physical works without a permit if construction is to be undertaken during the grant term. 3. Public services that are the primary responsibility or duplicative of government or projects that are more closely aligned with, click on the link, other council grant funding opportunities. 4. Debt servicing or repayment, promotion of religious ministry, political or fundraising purposes. 5. Legal, medical expenses, purchases of alcohol or vehicles or vehicle-related expenses. 6. Retrospective funding, i.e. programs or work that has already been delivered. 7. Subscription services or ongoing costs not associated with a project-specific event or outcome. And 8. Projects that are primarily research-focused and not community-based. How to apply. The link to the application form will be live on the 2nd of February 2026 to the 8th of March 2026. We will provide a link at this time. The application form is intended to capture the following overall information about your organisation, community and project or projects. 1. Applicant details and budget. 2. Program/project goals and expected outcomes. 3. Community need for and engagement in this project. And 4. Alignment with funding priorities of this grant program. Assessment and funding decisions. All eligible applications will be assessed against the below criteria. assessment will be conducted by a panel of council staff with final recommendations made through combined scoring processes and endorsed by the relevant decision makers. 1. Alignment of project or projects with these grant guidelines, scope and eligible project categories, etc. 2. Likelihood of success based on factors such as your organisational capacity, planned activities, budget and project sustainability. 3. Māori outcomes supported through Māori leadership and/or engagement or partnerships. 4. Community impact and engagement demonstrated through communities served and risks addressed, collaboration and partnerships, and overall equity of communities served. And 5. Overall project impact, reach and innovation to meet unmet community needs. We will notify applicants of the outcome of your application by phone or email. Successful applicants will receive a funding agreement outlining conditions of the grant and reporting requirements. A signed agreement must be returned to Council prior to receiving funding. Reporting. Reporting helps Council learn about your project, share great stories of community action and support effective use of public funds. Reporting required will be specified in the funding agreement. We will work with you to find a reporting method that captures your story and project's outcomes effectively, which may include written report or reports, videos, case studies, presentations, maps, graphs, or a mixture of different formats. Getting in touch. For additional questions or assistance with the grant program or application, please contact, click on the link, funding@aucklandcouncil.govt.nz.